is the first chance we've had to speak to you since you moved to the Blades. How did all this come about?
It all happened fairly quickly last week. I was sitting in Cardiff in the Monday afternoon when I first heard about it. And it went quickly from there. I was in the car that evening driving up here, and as soon as I spoke to the manager, I couldn't wait to get up and to get playing. There's nothing worse when you're sitting training every day and you've got no end product at the end of the week, and it was a no-brainer. Like I say, once I spoke to the manager and when he gave me a chat and how he was looking to play, and like I say, it was a no-brainer. I couldn't wait to get up here and get started.
Had a loan move away from Cardiff been something you'd actively been thinking about, or just happy that it came about in any case because the Blades came in for you?
No, I'd been thinking about it, obviously, having not been in the picture and not been in the 25-man squad that has to be named at the Premier League. As a football, all you want to do is play. Like I say, there's no substitute for playing first-team games. And as soon as I spoke to the manager, like I said, I was delighted to come here to a fantastic club, and hopefully it goes well.
Club in difficult circumstances, though, right now. Obviously in the relegation zone, and very much unexpectedly so.
Yeah, but listen, in this league, the Championship, it only takes two or three victories and you can jump 10 places or something. So as soon as we get the victory, and hopefully we can build some momentum from that and kick on. It's still pretty early in the season, and there's a long, long way to go. And the players we've got here were more than capable of doing it. It's just, like I said, getting that first victory and taking confidence from that. And that's the only way you get confidence, is obviously from winning games. So we're working hard, and hopefully we get that result soon.
So what kind of dressing room did you walk into then? Did you find it still with spirits? Did you find it low? How did you see it?
No, the boys are in high spirits, by all accounts. Having spoken to people around the club and the players and staff, the boys have been playing particularly well in games, and maybe not getting the results that their plays kind of deserved. So the boys are still in good spirits, and like I say, approach the same way to every game the same way. And like I say, it's only a matter of time before we get that result, and hopefully take confidence from that and take it into the next games.
Did you think, what have I walked into with the first half performance against Crawley?
No, listen, it was a difficult game. They've also came here with a plan to try and get us turned and get in behind us. And to be fair, they managed to do that early on. But the response from the boys in the second half was excellent. We got Crawley in the back foot and played in their half for the second half. Managed to get a point. You can maybe say it was a fair result because the first half, they were a better side. We were better in the second half. But it's a point. It stops the run of defeats. And like I say, we can get into this game tomorrow night against Hartlepool, which will be another tough one. They'll come here and look to do the same thing. But it's up to us to stick together and like I say, hopefully get that first win.
It's interesting that given the changes that were made to the team's formation, that ultimately led to the goal, didn't it? Do you feel that this squad is still getting used to how the manager wants them to play, and that the possession football that they're trying to play, some of them aren't comfortable with it?
Not at all. Every one of the players in that dressing room are comfortable on the ball. The manager wouldn't have them here if they weren't. Sometimes, like I say, Crawley trying to get in their faces to stop us playing, and for the first 20 minutes they really did that. But we'll keep playing the same way. Every one of the boys have got a belief that we can play that way. Like I say, if the results have been different, nobody would be questioning it at all. So we'll keep playing that same way, and hopefully we get a result soon.
So then it is Hartlepool, Johnston Paint Trophy. I suppose it's all really about Sheffield United, isn't it? If you turn up, you should win this one.
Well, you've got to turn the right first, regardless of who you're playing. Like I say, they'll come and try and make it difficult for us. But if we focus on what we do and concentrate on ourselves, then we'll give ourselves a right good chance. But we'll approach it the same way as we have any other game. We take nothing for granted. We know how difficult it's going to be. But our ultimate aim is to get the victory and get into the next round of the Cup. And like I say, regardless of what competition it is, you want to win games. So that's what we're aiming to do.
You just need a win now, don't you? It doesn't matter how it happens or against whom, as quickly as possible.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you need to grind the result out and play ugly for 90 minutes, then we'll take that, and it will give us a platform to build on. But obviously, we want to kind of look to play the right way, and that was a big thing when I spoke to the manager before I came. But like we've got fantastic players at the club, listen, and we will get that victory soon, I'm sure of it.
What about you then, again, just finally, as you mentioned, you know, not in the Premier League squad. How do you view this loan move then? Is it a chance to go out for longer than the initial month? What are your thoughts about that and possibly staying here for longer?
Well, the plan was for the initial 28 days with the, obviously maybe something a bit longer after that. And like I said, it's a fantastic club, absolutely massive club. And that's another big thing. I was delighted to come here, a club of its size and stature. But that'll be down to the manager. Listen, I've got to to prove myself in the park, and then that'll be down to him. I'm absolutely delighted to be here, and I would like to be here for longer. But that's down to me on the park when I get the opportunity to make sure I give the manager food for thought.
So, because what have Cardiff said to you about what their thoughts are? Does it perhaps rest between you and Sheffield United right now?
Well, I'm not going to play at Cardiff between now and January anyway, because, like I say, I'm not in a 25-man squad. And to be honest, I can't see the kind of situation changing much in January. But so I'm, for the time being, I'm fully focused on Sheffield United, and hopefully I can play my part in getting a few victories under our belt.